Wow, welcome everybody. We begin with a contemplation, a thought. It has two parts, this contemplation. The first part is a question. Is everything an experience for you? Said not as a question, it would be all we have is experience. And that's a very full sentence. So thinking is an experience. Having something arise, an emotion, a craving, a pride, a worry is an experience. So, with that statement or question, if you want to turn it into a question, let's all just sit for a minute and you can use your sitting, use your experience of sitting, use your experience of being in where you are, and so forth. Is all we have experience itself? Is everything an experience? And is that how we all we have? All not being a reductive term at all. And we include the inner We include the inner processes, more subtle, such as I experience you, I experience the field, the group field. I'm sure you do too. That is an experience. I have no idea if it's true or not true, but I believe and trust that it is. So I give it reality. I believe and trust. But I don't know if that experience has any validity, actually. So contemplate, consider things that are a little more subtle. And that could include thoughts and emotions too. Which to sense the field and to put a thought on it, to name it as such, to believe, to have confidence, all of that is thoughts and feelings, of course. And let us include in the second consideration of a little deeper, more, is our own experience right now, of as we sit here, has it changed from the beginning of our hour together? Our half an hour, sorry. And then in our active meditation here, add the consideration that, let's say it were an animal, let's say a dog or a cat. For a dog, their most developed sense is smell. I think they smell something like 5,000 or 8,000 times more acutely than a human being. I can't even contemplate what that means as far as, what does that actually mean? But it means that their reality and how they experience their any given moment is through a whole different sensorial richness as the primary. And so think, consider some of what you already considered through your own experience and about your own experience by thinking on it, which is to imagine, of course, which is an experience via a different animal, a different type of being. Because all they have, it's a question and a statement. All they have is experience too. And the last in this active meditation, consider someone you personally know who has gone through an experience similar to you. Maybe the two of you were doing something together. So it could be that. It could be that somebody got a cold and you got a cold. And how both of you responded to that, your experience of that. Both of you became grandmothers or mothers, how both of you respond initially responded to that. Now, within our whole experience right now is probably an increase of peace and space. And so we abide, actively abide, alert. Some of the contemplation might circle back around, and that's all right. But as long as we are not distracted and it is alert, present. And little by little, put the doer on a shelf and simply be. We take a long, slow, deep breath, breathing with all existence. Excuse me, I had a little power surge there. So you might not have heard the last 2 ohms. Excuse me. As we go into our day, be with this contemplation. It is so enriching. Contemplation is unto itself. But to really take stock, to really question. What we are questioning is what is mind, what and what is sentiency. We are doing it through the only thing we have. And you can question that. As I do all through the day. And that is experience. Is experience all we have? And if that is the case as a sentient being, then every single sentient being, no matter what kind, embodied or not embodied, seen, not seen, known or not known. Every being, that's all that being has. All, again, not being a reductive term. That is a powerful contemplation because it circles back around. It's a way by which we come at no mind. Because what is mind? What is it that we take for granted as mind? What is it that we so quickly label as mind? What is it that Descartes meant when he said, I think, therefore I am, and started all of modern psychology hundreds of years ago? And that statement, which reduced. That's a reductive statement because Descartes could have said, I feel, therefore I am. I touch, therefore I am. I hear, therefore I am. I have pain, I have joy, therefore I am. He could have said anything like that. All of it would have been reductive, of course. So, if what we have is our experience, and therefore that experience makes reality, that's why we thought about the animal having the same experience or something similar that we think we're having. And we thought of, okay, now you're with a friend, and your friend is right next to you having the same experience you are. You're eating the same food at a restaurant, the same exact meal. You're whatever is the experience. But there are two different people. There are two different sets of experiences. So what is mind? Again, so colloquially, so quickly, so glibly labeled. Take it off the cushion, my friends, and enjoy, which of course is an experience. I love you all. Create your day. Have fun with it.